If you are listening to this podcast, it means you are searching. Searching for someone who understands you. Someone who gets you. You are yearning to be understood and to belong. Welcome to the Someone Gets Me podcast, where we help smart, talented, and sensitive people navigate an often insensitive world. Let's welcome your host, ambassador, author, speaker, and mentor, Diane Allen. Diane has the experience and knowledge to educate and inspire, as she has been there and understands your unique intensities and their challenges.
Hey everybody, it's Diane, and I'm here with another episode that will hopefully inspire you and feed you some great information. Today's episode is all about the seasons of life, and it comes to you as a result of a question from one of the listeners that they emailed me and asked me about what happens when you hold on too long and you create a problem for yourself, or your overexcitabilities make something seem so big. And so I thought I would answer the question here on the podcast. So here you go. This is all about the seasons of life. So think about it for just a moment, how the seasons of nature operate. We could start at any one of the four of them and tell the story. So I think I'd like to start first with winter. You know, in some areas it snows and it's frozen and things look like they're dead. The trees don't have any leaves. The sky is gray. Here in Florida, it's not much different than the summer other than the humidity is lower and sometimes it's a little colder. But nonetheless, the trees and the animals respond to winter in that way that is kind of quiet. They go within. They're dormant, hibernating kind of, if you will. In fact, I hibernate too. When the sun goes down in the winter, I have a hard time staying up past sundown because I'm a sun person. So the winter is that quiet going within. It's kind of the planting the seed in the earth. It's the getting ready for the new life type of thing. And so winter is a valuable season. It's a season in life that we can have when we are going through a change in our life or even in our business. You know, I own a business and sometimes there's winters and different seasons of it where things are kind of planted and calm, and usually in that quiet is when the inspiration begins to come through. So as there is the warming trend that starts to come into the next season, that would be spring, right? Like springing forth, even the tulips through the snow and the birds coming alive and the squirrels coming alive and all the animals, including us humans, coming alive. Do you spring clean? A lot of people just clean out everything and get ready for the new and the greatness and the wonder. All the leaves start coming back on those deciduous trees and they're fresh and they're green and they're soft and they're vibrant. And spring is a great season because that's the birthing of the great idea. It's the birthing of your vision. It's amazing to have the great idea come forward and begin to see it sprout up through the earth. Like just like that seed that was planted, it takes flexibility, but strength and flexibility to push through the earth and maybe even the snow or the rock to be able to be seen. So the spring is that time when we come alive and we're born and it's fresh and it's wonderful. Without that springtime, then we would not be having all these great ideas coming into fruition. So we all need a spring in our life, you know, where the hope is going on and everything is alive. Then comes the heat. That would be summer, right? Everybody loves summer that I know of. You know, we celebrate it around Memorial Day and we get all excited. And now the daylight part of our day is longer. And everybody is more alive longer during the day. Even those people who don't like heat or maybe don't like the humidity or whatever, in the summer is the growing season, right? That's when things are growing. That's when the corn grows. That's when all the vegetables grow. And that's when we grow. So the summer of an idea or the summer of a project or the summer of your business is the growth time. Without the heat and without the rain and without all those perfect conditions, what sprouted in hope and faith and wonder and awe in the spring would not grow very much. So we need a growing season, a summer of growth. You know, if you go down south into the tropics area or even the subtropics, the leaves on the trees are bigger. The everything that grows is bigger because their growing season is longer. It makes sense, right? So the summer is important to bring out and have emerge and grow your great, beautiful idea or vision that sprouted in the spring that was planted in the winter. So all of these three seasons work together. So jumping from winter all the way over here to summer without having the spring makes for not very great things because there's no rooting. We have to have the spring in the middle to get things rooted and grounded and moving. And then, of course, at the end of every season comes the transition into the next season. Usually that's the first cold front and the days start shortening again. And those of us who have difficulty with short daylight days start getting all, you know, kind of almost melancholy sometimes because where's our sunlight? And those are the days of autumn or fall, right? The next season. It's amazing, I think. And the leaves, they turn colors again because the chlorophyll leaves them and the green goes with the chlorophyll, right? And then you have these beautiful colors and people travel just to see it. You know, the first time I really saw an area where there was more than one tree with changing colors was in Arizona, and I was an adult and it was amazing. I was like, wow, no wonder people love the seasons. But the fall season also represents the harvest. It's when we get to gather the benefits. We get to take in all that is yielded from that growth season in summer. So Thanksgiving is in the fall, right? And all of the things are harvested, brought together, coming around in the fall. So the leaves are falling, but that's a representation of the harvest. And so when we have great seed that we planted and we allowed it to spring up in spring and we tended it and we did the right things with nourishment during the summer, our yield or our harvest in the fall will be amazing. And then as the fall leaves our time frame, we go back into winter, a perfect circle. So that now, after everything was harvested, there's a resting period, a quiet period, a going within period, so that you can be prepared and rejuvenated and ready for what? The springtime. So we need that winter again to set us up for the next spring. So the seasons of our life operate in perfect harmony, just like the seasons I just described in nature. It happens in our relationships. It happens in our business. It happens within ourselves with our great ideas or our excitement. And the process is normal. It's the way it's supposed to be. Now, a lot of you have these intellectual overexcitabilities or you're smarter than you need to be sometimes. And so what happens is you think it's going to be linear. Everything's going to keep stepping up. And even when things are stepping up, there is still the cycle of the seasons. You will always be going through it. So even as you harvest the reward of a great idea or a piece of your business, it doesn't mean the business closes or you stop. It means that that particular thing is going through the cycles, and then we'll go back into a winter, an inner growing and interplanting a quiet to get ready for the next phase of development. So honoring the seasons instead of wanting everything to be linear makes you a very successful business person, and it makes you a very good friend, and it makes you a very healthy adult person because you understand that process. You see it in grieving when we lose something or lose someone or our pet or something. It takes a full cycle of seasons to heal. Not 3 days, not a week, not a month, not even 6 months. It takes a minimum of a full cycle of seasons of honoring and care and love to heal, just like it takes a full cycle of seasons to grow and yield a harvest. And so along the way, you have celebrations. Those milestones, those places where we note the growth or our success or our idea. It's amazing, right? And so when we honor our milestones and our celebrations and we stay in the flow of nature, so we let go of what is falling away, we let go of what's going within for winter, I call that a graduation, where we know that the end of this time is coming and we graduate. Like when I graduated with my degrees and I got ready and I went up the stage and I walked across and I passed my tassel to the other side and I got my diploma. It was amazing, right? It was the end of the season. So the next thing that went through my mind was, well, now what? Now what do I do? I successfully completed that one thing. So what happened? I went into the winter in order to go within and see what should spring up next. So you see, the graduations are everywhere because we're celebrating milestones and we're paying attention to what's happening. That is the optimum way to do things. Staying in the flow, running your life and your business based on the cycles that are natural and normal and within us. Just like the cycles of the moon, 28 days, it all works together. Now, some of you have a hard time with letting go. That was part of the question, letting go and getting used to change and all of that. Well, when you hold on too long, you can rip your shred your fingers apart. You can cause all kinds of problems when you try to resist the natural completion of things. That resistance comes from fear, and it also comes from denial. I call that part divorce, kind of like where there's a ripping apart instead of a natural letting go. We see it a lot in all kinds of things. Have you ever stayed at a job too long, longer than you should have stayed? Do you know somebody who's done that? Have you ever held on to a relationship that you knew was toxic or wasn't serving you anymore, but you stayed anyway because you were afraid to let the season end? It's much more noble to be the graduate, right, and stand proud and know that you've moved to the next season than it is to be the divorcee who's fearful and traumatized and upset, when really it was because of holding on longer than what was necessary. So in this podcast, as we're thinking about the seasons of our life, I ask you, would you rather be that proud graduate going across the stage, excited for the completion and looking forward to the next thing during your winter while you plan for it? Or would you rather be the divorced person, the one who held on too long, who has regret and extra healing to do because you tried to change the natural cycles and you would not allow the natural completion of the project or event or relationship to happen? So the moral of today's story is to stay in the flow. Stay in your flow. Allow the process of life to unfold. It's all beautiful. You don't have to push or struggle or force anything. None of that is necessary. What does matter, though, is that we allow the entire experience to be this great experience. So allow yourself to breathe and live in the flow, to be happy, and to graduate as you pass your milestones. Celebrate along the way. So I hope this answered the question from the person who sent it to me. It's very exciting to be able to think about being a graduate versus a divorcee. So follow the seasons of life, even you linear thinkers. It's okay. You can do both. You can be linear and seasonal. So until next time, don't forget to keep looking at the sun so all the shadows fall behind you. Keep a bounce in your step and realize that with every gift you have and all your sensitivities, you're perfect just the way you are. Until next time, be blessed.
Are you tired of searching for someone who understands you? Join our Facebook group, Someone Gets Me. In this group, you will be able to connect with others who are intense, sensitive, smart, talented, and wanting to be understood. Diane shares her insights and teachings, and you can connect with others. Join today.